From WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. It's been about a month since students returned to the classroom in Birmingham, but many parents are still confused about COVID safety protocols. WBHM's Kyra Miles reports that's because those protocols vary widely, often school by school.
In August, Carl Julian planned on sending his three children back to Vestavia Hills City Schools. But when the district didn't immediately announce a mask mandate, he pulled his two younger children from their elementary school. His oldest, who's in ninth grade and vaccinated, is still attending class. But Julian says he didn't trust the district to do the right thing.
It's just politics, and it's at the expense of public health and my kids' health. So it's really disappointing and frustrating.
Mask requirements are one of several COVID protocols the state of Alabama has left up to individual school districts. And that flexibility has caused a lot of tension and confusion for families. Take Vestavia Hills again. It changed its policy this month. Students are now required to wear masks. But that's after the district reported over 200 students absent due to positive cases in August. Overall, in Birmingham area schools, there are 1,300 COVID-19 cases reported to the state this week.
How many children have to be hurt before they make the decision to say, okay, no more. Now we'll take precautions, which absolutely will be too little too late.
That's Michelle Knowles.
One child is too many, but it certainly won't be mine.
In fact, Knowles has kept her youngest child out of their public school. His district, Hoover City, only has a temporary mask mandate, and her son is too young for the vaccine. Every school district in the area has some form of mask requirement, for now. But local authorities can change that. Another point of contention is what happens if a child has close contact with someone with COVID at school. The state recommends that schools inform parents as soon as possible if that happens. It also suggests that those students self-quarantine if they are unvaccinated or were not wearing a mask. But neither is a requirement. Kate Davis hasn't got a close contact notification for her son, who's in first grade and at Hoover City Schools. But she says it feels like a waiting game.
It makes everyone anxious whether or not they want their children to be masked at school, whether or not they want to deal with testing and quarantining. No one really knows what to expect. And that just, you know, it's kind of unnecessary anxiety for all of us as parents.
Davis says she doesn't know exactly how her son's school determines when to send a student home or when a class needs to go virtual.
So, you know, we're just kind of backwards engineering this, you know, to figure out what are the criteria to send a class virtual. We don't know. You know, somebody knows, but they're not telling us. We're just guessing. And that's how, you know, it just turns into more like speculation.
Several parents from Trustful City Schools told WBHM that the district has not been properly contacting parents, and they're concerned that their families are at risk. One mom said the school didn't notify other families when her daughter tested positive and had close contact with other kids. Trustful City Schools told WBHM they aren't aware of this happening. Trust is eroding with other parents in a different district, Hoover City Schools. When Hoover announced a 30-day mask mandate, Joshua Flores took his second-grade son to a school board meeting to personally thank the board. Now he's getting stressed out again because Hoover's 30-day mask mandate is coming to an end.
So when the mask mandate's over and they don't extend it for whatever reason, because of whatever pressure, then our decision is to unenroll.
Flores thinks without stricter COVID protocols, Hoover and other districts will have to return to virtual learning. So far, some classrooms in Hoover have gone virtual temporarily, but no entire campus. As more data about the Delta variant in children comes out, school districts in Birmingham will likely have to make more adjustments. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM.